Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mark Reed. I'm a solicitor at Lauditz Solicitors, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners are already aware. And I'm today here in the blistering heat on the Isle of Wight with my colleague Ellis Sweetenham. Ellis, hi.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
So we're going to try and sort of get through this without melting. We won't moan too much, but we really wanted to get a podcast together to address the recent revelations about Harry, Prince Harry, our beloved Prince Harry, when he had taken action in the High Court in respect of defamation. That's correct, isn't it, Ellis?
That is indeed, yeah.
And that is as much as I am aware of the situation, okay, other than the headlines. So what I thought what I could do was bring Ellis on board, who has been following it diligently, and see if I could get the heads up from you as to what's happened. So, background, Ellis.
Yeah, so this case initially really starts with Prince Harry and Meghan's visit to the UK. So I don't know if you remember, a while ago they released a statement to say that they wouldn't visit the UK unless they had police protection. Due to the level of information and intelligence that's available to the police, they weren't happy to just have an external security company. They were looking for the police protection. That request was refused by the Home Office, and that essentially led to a massive press.
Okay, I do of course recall this. I do of course recall this, but now look, I mean, let's break this down a little bit more though before you carry on. When they were coming through to the UK and there was all of that going on in terms of the press, where's the defamation aspect, appearing?
So this is what leads to it. So the Mail on Sunday issued a statement, both in print and online, essentially sort of giving a background to the case with the Home Office, and suggested, or this is what Prince Harry is claiming, suggested within their story that Prince Harry had lied and tried to manipulate the situation and the facts to get the public on his side, effectively.
So manipulate the facts in what way? What facts, you know, are we talking about that they, you know, to get the public on side?
So their sort of article was essentially saying that the way Prince Harry and Meghan reacted to the matter with the Home Office's sort of refusal, it sort of came out as a big sob story and, oh, woe is me, and, oh, look at these people stopping me seeing my family, and all of that sort of thing is what the Mail on Sunday claims Prince Harry was doing in the way he reacted.
Right, so he's then read this and said that is wholly inappropriate, that is not acceptable press. I'm coming after you. Is that the headline to it?
Yeah. So Associated Newspapers Limited are the company that owns the Mail on Sunday. He has filed a claim against the company for the article that was released in February.
Okay. So just to pause there, though. So he's made a claim. It's not. I've just said the word. You know, he felt it was unacceptable, but he's saying, I absolutely was not behaving in any way to try and get the public on board or to get the Home Office to change their mind. I was just stating fact. This is the reality of it. And then he didn't like the fact that they had twisted their article around, in his view, to suggest otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly that.
Okay.
So the matter is now, as you said, with the High Court. So the case is at its initial stages, so we haven't quite got to the meat of the sandwich as of yet. But at this first stage, it seems that the pendulum has swung in Prince Harry's favour. So, as you well aware, Mark, the court, before sort of the main trial takes place, takes some steps to ensure that the claim has merit and it should continue to sort of that full trial, which obviously is expensive and time consuming. So the High Court has taken a look at the claim, and in the first stage, essentially looking at what the article meant and whether there was a claim there for the newspaper to defend. Mm-hmm. The court has ruled, so it was Mr. Justice Nicklin sitting at the High Court, has ruled that the article meant Prince Harry was responsible for spinning the facts and misleading the public into thinking he had been offering to pay for police protection and was challenging a refusal by the government to allow him to do so. So the court has effectively confirmed that there is a case for the newspaper to answer.
Yeah.
There is the potential that that article and its headline was defamatory, and now we will continue.
Okay, so just, you know, let's look at the legal aspect of this. So we've got, on one hand, we've got a situation where, you know, newspapers can give an honest opinion on something, which is one of the defences of defamation, probably something that will be, you know, considered in due course, I'm sure. But then, of course, from a claimant's perspective, namely Prince Harry in this case, we've got a situation where he's saying, no, you are, you're being defamatory, that is not true, that is a misrepresentation of the facts, and you're doing it to harm my reputation. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that in mind, what do we think in terms of prospects of success for Prince Harry then, Ellis? Crystal ball, what do you think?
I mean, I know that the newspaper were trying to sort of put an argument forward that actually the article itself and the headlines was more pointed at the press machine of the royal family rather than Prince Harry himself. I don't think that will wash. Just because, I mean, it's quite clear cut. If you say Prince Harry, I think the public's going to think you mean Prince Harry.
And I do remember, actually, you know, back when all of that was going on, I do remember, you know, quite vividly feeling that it was looking like there was an attack on Prince Harry, you know, by the press, whether that is what the intention was, whether they were just feeling that they were stating fact. We'll find that out in due course within these proceedings. But I did feel that there was a little element of, you know, that it's not sitting right with them, so, you know, the press have jumped on it. When I say them, sorry, it's not sitting right with Prince Harry as to the way that he was being treated, so the press have jumped on that and tried to get something that was newsworthy, which, of course, is then, you know, to a degree, going to damage the reputation of Prince Harry, and or potentially, and therefore he really was not happy about it.
Yeah, I think definitely on the face of it, I think it's clear that there is definitely the potential for the statement to be deemed defamatory. Like you say, whether there's any defences to counteract that, we will soon see. But I agree with the court's decision in that
it's definitely
a case to answer.
Yeah.
So we shall see how it goes.
Well, that's exciting. So what we're going to do, we're going to pause our podcast there, because we can then bolt this on in due course when there's you know, more of a story to hear. So just keep yourselves you know, listening.
On the edge of your seats.
And we will be back, as I say, in due course to hopefully give some more information from a legal standpoint as the case progresses. So thanks for listening, and thanks for joining me, Ellis. Let's get the fans back on now, shall we?
Pleasure, absolutely.
Take care.
Bye-bye.